This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP supports the call by the Barbados Union of Teachers for government to hire more teachers to deal with the shortage in the education system. Car dealers report an increase in demand for hybrid vehicles. Organizers of AgroFest are expecting more exhibitors this year. A travel agency reports no change in the number of Barbadians traveling to Trinidad and Tobago for carnival celebrations, and U.S. President Biden concerned about King Charles' cancer diagnosis. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party is standing with the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, in their call for the Ministry of Education to hire more teachers to deal with what the union sees as a shortage in the education system. In an article in the Daily Nation, BUT President Rudy Lovell said teachers are burnt out having to take up the slack for their colleagues who are on leave. DLP's Shadow Minister of Education, Felicia Dujon, empathized with the plight of teachers.
The Democratic Labour Party again would like to reiterate that we stand in solidarity with the Barbados Union of Teachers. We do understand the nature of the work with teachers, the overbearing positions that they have to take in, the additional tasks that they have to take because there is a shortage of teachers at school. For the Minister of Education to realize what the realities are, it's really saddening that persons within the field is appealing to the minister, but the minister seem not to listen to the cries of teachers. And again, the Democratic Labour Party again stands in solidarity with teachers, and we are hoping that the president continues to advocate and champion on the rights of teachers.
Ms. Dujon also criticized the ministry over what she sees as mixed priorities in their hiring practices.
The president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, again, he's correct in his analysis. You have two ministers of education, a chief education officer, and two deputy chief officers as well. How are you saying that they cannot communicate effectively to the public as well as stakeholders? It really speaks on the matter of persons wasting taxpayers' funds to create and design new posts that is not required at this point. The critical matter is to hire new teachers. And please listen to the voices of teachers and the voices of the persons that are advocating on their behalf.
Democratic Labour Party Shadow Minister of Education Felicia Dujon. Some car dealers are reporting a significant increase in sales with a strong demand for hybrid vehicles. Managing Director of NASCO Limited, Roger Hill, tells Starcom Network News they're happy with the interest shown in hybrids. He notes that while sales overseas for electric vehicles are declining, the company will be introducing electric vehicles by 2026.
So our overall sales for 2023, we were quite happy with them. There is a very, very strong demand for hybrid vehicles. We just recently launched our new Yaris Cross, and so far what we have ascertained from customers, they love the pricing, they love the size of it, the options, and so on. So we believe that that's going to be a big hit. So we are very happy with the direction of hybrid. For EV vehicles, for Toyota, we may not be looking until maybe 2026 for any EV vehicles. Definitely, I think in certain countries in the world, you've seen a pullback on EV vehicle sales. I know recently the US, a lot of their lots are full with electric vehicles as more people and more customers are moving towards hybrid.
Mr. Hill says that the increase in the number of people purchasing used cars is impacting new vehicle sales.
It's having an impact on new car sales. I think currently now there are more used vehicles being imported into the country than new vehicles from the last figures that I saw. So definitely, you know, there is an impact there. But definitely, obviously, used cars, because they're more affordable than a new vehicle, you'll find a lot of persons will, you know, gravitate towards that. But, you know, you have to remember with a new vehicle, you get a warranty in with us, a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty, so your purchase is more secure. But once we can get our pricing in a competitive range, you know, new vehicles will be a force to reckon with.
Managing Director of NASCO Limited, Roger Hill. Meantime, sales manager in the new vehicle department at Ansa Motors, Alistair Straker, says while the demand for used cars is high, this has not affected sales.
We are aware of the alternative or parallel market as it relates to importation it doesn't impact. The market has always been around. It always will be around. The Barbados market and for all the garages overall, you know, it's estimated that they will sell around, could be 2,500 to 3,000 new units per year. And, you know, the parallel import will always be. We don't focus on that. What we do is we back with a great service plan and we back with great warranty from the dealers themselves.
Sales manager for the new vehicles department at Ansa Motors, Alistair Straker. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, wants a meeting with stakeholders in the agriculture and hospitality sectors ahead of the ICC World Cup this year. Mr. Paul says there's an immediate need to meet to determine the demand for the local market ahead of the ICC World Cup to maximize benefits from the event. He was speaking on the sidelines of a site visit to the Queen's Park yesterday, ahead of AgroFest 2024.
Now this is going to be an abnormal year because this year we have Cricket World Cup coming, you know. So for instance, we would like to sit down with, for instance, the supermarkets, the restaurants, hoteliers, and get an idea what they think is the consequential demand as a result of that, and not leave it for us to guess. Not only that, if we don't do that, it means then we will be making business for importers and farmers overseas. What we want to do is to reach a situation where farmers can equip themselves to take 100% benefit of the presence of the World Cup here this year.
He stressed the importance of cooperation from stakeholders.
But the only way we can do that is to get the cooperation of the stakeholders in the market. Not leave it to think that, you know, because this is what happens. They withhold information from you. You now have to guess as to exactly what are their likely purchasing requirements. And then when you don't meet their purchasing requirements, they now go and say, but you know, they are not meeting our expectations, so we have to import. So it is a game of trying to catch you out. I think we need to move away from that type of behavior within the Barbadian private sector.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Logistics and Operations Coordinator of AgroFest, Theodore Fraser, says the event is expecting up to 250 businesses to participate this year. Mr. Fraser told media at a site visit at Queen's Park yesterday that they're seeing participation increase again.
Right now it's tentatively at 230 exhibitors, but we expect it to go up to 250 at least, because there are a number of sponsors and other exhibitors that we know of, organizations who have indicated their participation but have not submitted their form. A couple of weeks ago we would have had a livestock workshop and we had quite a number of young people turning up for that workshop. So I'm expecting that participation to grow. I know we have some 4-H clubs as well who will be bringing down rabbits as well to display and also to enter the competition.
Logistics and Operations Coordinator of AgroFest, Theodore Fraser. Head of a travel agency is reporting that many Barbadians are still making last-minute arrangements to be in Trinidad and Tobago to participate in this year's carnival celebrations. Chief Operations Officer of Going Places Travel, Alana Gray, tells Starcom Network News that bookings for the two-day event remain steady as in previous years. Carnival 2024 is set for February 12th and 13th.
Yes, Barbadians are definitely traveling for Trinidad Carnival as usual. We've not seen a fall off at all. Our regular clients who go to Carnival every year booked months ago because they know from experience how busy the flights are. And we're still getting, even up to a few days ago, we were still getting a few last minute bookings.
Chief Operations Officer of Going Places Travel, Alana Gray. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden says he's concerned about King Charles' cancer diagnosis. Mr. Biden, who is 6 years older than the 75-year-old King, was speaking to reporters and they asked whether he messaged King Charles during the visit to Las Vegas. The president replied, saying he is concerned about the King. Mr. Biden later tweeted, quote, "Navigating a cancer diagnosis, treatment, and survivorship takes hope and absolute courage." Recapping the headlines. The DLP supports calls by the BUT for government to hire more teachers. Car dealers report an increase in demand for hybrid vehicles. Organizers of AgroFest are expecting more exhibits this year than in previous years. A travel agency reports no change in the number of Barbadians traveling to Trinidad and Tobago for carnival celebrations. And U.S. President Biden concerned about King Charles' cancer diagnosis. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.